You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
7:45 kick-off this evening, and the Republic of Ireland are 2-5. The draw is 7-2 with Georgia in the market at 9-1. Lots of enhanced odds offers on the William Hill website right now. A couple of the Irish ones, John Walters to score and the Republic to win was 13-8, now 2-1. And Shane Long to score and the Republic to win 2-0, 2-1 or 3-1 is in the market at 5-1. Georgia's win against Spain in the lead up to the Euros was one of the biggest shocks in international football.
It was.
In the last 12 months, they've conceded 5 in Romania, 3 in Slovakia and 3 in Estonia. And they started their World Cup qualifying campaign with a loss as well. So I can't explain that result against Spain, really, Derek.
No, the only thing I can think of, that maybe Torres was playing for Spain and that therefore explains it. No, I know. I mean, it's mind-boggling that. Despite that, I can't have Georgia on my mind here. I mean, they're 137th in the world. If they were tennis players, they'd be English. They're just, you know, they're a side that's played. I'll tell you what, they played Ireland 7 times and lost all 7. Significantly, though, 5 of those victories were by a single goal only. And in fact, they played in the Euro qualifiers in the same group as the Republic of Irish. And both victories for Ireland, but only by a 2-1 and 1-0 margin. So it's going to be close. Ireland will win, but it's going to be close. So I'm just looking down as I'm talking to you. Hence my stumbling. I'm trying to find a price for Ireland to win by only one goal, but at the moment I'm not having much luck.
Yeah, if you look at it, it's the handicap tie basically on the minus one goal market. So the Republic of Ireland minus one goal versus Georgia plus one goal, and if you go with the tie there at 12-5, so basically you're taking one off the Republic of Ireland. So it's just over 2-1, 12-5, Derek, for the Republic of Ireland to win by a goal, basically.
Yeah, I like the look of that. I mean, and the thing is, Republic of Ireland, they get tidy results at this level against teams like this, but they never muller them, do they? It's always a sort of a 68th-minute goal by off John Walters' left knee or something that puts them in. So, I like the look of that. It's not going to be a cakewalk for the Republic, this.
You mentioned John Walters there. He's not seen much game time for Stoke so far this season, but he scored twice in a friendly against Oman in late August. And he's probably worth a look in the goal scorer markets at 7-5, assuming he starts in the game. They've beaten Georgia on all 7 occasions, the Republic of Ireland. They've met this nation, Tom. I don't suppose that's a major factor going into this match.
Not majorly. I mean, I do. You know, I've listened to the comments from Martin O'Neill and Roy Keane this week, and they're kind of trying to talk up Georgia, and understandably so, because the victories they had over them, as Derek says, they were very close. I mean, you're talking a 90th-minute McGeady winner in Georgia, in Tbilisi, and then, you know, there's 21 minutes left on the clock before Walters scored the only goal of the game when these two sides last met at the Aviva Stadium. So I think the thing for Ireland is, I don't think they often like to be favourites. And I think that there are certain clichés in football, and one of them is that, you know, the Irish love to be the underdogs. But actually, it's a bit like this myth about Arsenal not doing well against, as we've discussed on a punt this season, about Arsenal not doing well against the teams they should beat. They do well against the teams they should beat. And actually, Ireland, more often than not, get the job done. You've got to go back a long way for the last result I would call a shock involving Republic of Ireland, that they lost. You know, they beat Germany a year ago, and you're probably going back to sort of 2006 when they lost to Cyprus. So they tend to win, but they don't tend to win convincingly. And Georgia don't lose by big scorelines either. I mean, Georgia, you know, they beat Scotland at home in the Euro qualifiers. They head to Wales on Sunday as well, so it's a double header for Georgia, where they need to probably claim 4 points to have any chance of qualification. I think Ireland will win, but I'm with Derek that I don't think it's going to be a massive scoreline. I think you're looking at maybe 2-1. 3-1 is probably the most exotic I would get, so probably a two-goal margin. And then if I'm looking at goal scorers, Dave, there's not a lot that really inspires me for Ireland. I mean, you're looking at sort of Shane Long, 17 games without a goal for him. You know, he's lost his place in the Southampton team to Charlie Austin. I'd much prefer to look at the value of Robbie Brady at 5-2 and Jeff Hendrick at 23-10. His career revitalised a little bit at Burnley. You know, scored the other week against Watford. You know, he's a powerful midfield player who is dangerous on set pieces. And I think he's a real threat. So at 23-10 for Hendrick and Brady, with those free kicks at 5-2, I think they're much better bets than looking at the likes of Walters and Long.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.